Canada abruptly announced the suspension of all diplomatic ties with Iran on Friday and ordered all Iranian diplomats to leave the country within 5 days. The decision means the closing of the two countries' embassies as well as the cutting off of all forms of dialogue and diplomacy. After forcing the Iranian diplomats to leave, they have put a note on the embassy's door in Ottawa saying that it could no longer provide any consular services. There are nearly 400,000 Iranians currently living in Canada. And the embassy behind me is the only center in the entire country offering consular services to them. That's why its closing can be a source of concern for many members of this community. The Iranian embassy offered many important consular services, such as the renewal of passports and the issuing of ID cards to Iranians living in Canada.
Why should we suffer because of political issues? For example, I'm going to graduate after a couple of months, and I had a plan to translate and accredit my degree, and I don't know where to go to translate and accredit my degree.
Canadian Foreign Minister John Byrd has listed a series of old grievances, such as Iran's nuclear program and opposition to Israel, as the reasons behind the move. However, he failed to explain what specifically prompted the decision. Many believe breaking off relations and the closure of Iran's embassy in Canada are only aimed to divert the global public opinion from the social and economic problems of Canada. Iran believes this move was a sign of anger at Iran's success to hold the recent 16th summit of the Non-Aligned Movement in Tehran.
I didn't find Mr. Baird's statement convincing in this regard, and I don't think it serves Canada's national interests, Canada's foreign policy principles at all. And for the Iranian community in particular, I don't think it serves their interest. The Iranian community here has received this news with dismay.
Israel has applauded Canada's decision to cut diplomatic ties with Iran. Domestically, however, many experts, including Canada's last ambassador to Iran, have criticized the move. At present, it is unclear whether the two countries will allow each other to establish interest sections housed at third country embassies. Hamed Mousavi, Press TV, Ottawa.